Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we digging into today?
Well, you sent over this stack of articles about dress codes at work, and honestly, some of this stuff is pretty surprising. Like, remember suits?
Yeah, vaguely. I think I still have one somewhere.
Right. Feels like a lifetime ago. But it turns out it's not just our memories playing tricks on us. One of these articles cites a Gallup poll that found only 3%. Just 3% of workers are still wearing suits to the office these days.
Wow, 3%. That's wild. I mean, it makes sense though, right?
Totally. I mean, how many of us are even going to a traditional office these days?
Exactly. The whole work landscape has shifted, hasn't it? Hybrid work, remote work. It's all changing the game. And those old school dress codes just don't seem to fit anymore, especially for, well, anyone who isn't a certain age.
Yeah, the younger generations coming up seem to have a whole different vibe, way less into all that formality.
Yeah, less about fitting into some corporate mold, you know?
And it looks like companies are getting the message. One of the articles highlights that a full 75% of workers say their workplaces are less formal than they used to be. And get this, 63% see flexible dress codes as a good thing. It's not like people are just putting up with it, they're actually happy about it.
That's really interesting. It really highlights the shift in mindset, right? And it kind of makes you wonder why we clung to those old dress codes for so long.
I know. You'd think we'd have ditched the suits and ties a lot sooner, wouldn't you? I mean, come on, have you ever tried to get comfortable in one of those things?
I have vague memories of feeling very stiff and awkward, not exactly conducive to productivity.
Exactly. And there's actually research backing that up. You know, beyond just comfort, there's a real connection between casual dress codes and feeling more, I don't know, empowered at work.
Definitely. A lot of the research emphasizes this link between casual dress and increased autonomy. It's like when employees feel trusted to make their own choices about how they look, they feel more trusted overall, like their judgment is valued.
That makes sense. It's like, hey, we trust you to dress appropriately. We trust you to make good decisions on the job.
Right. It's about fostering a culture of respect and trust, and that can lead to more engaged employees.
And more productive employees, right? There's got to be data on that somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Some companies have reported seeing real increases in productivity and creativity after loosening up their dress codes. And you know what? It's not just about feeling good, it also has a real impact on the bottom line.
Get out, really. How
Well,
so?
think about it. Happy and comfortable employees are less likely to jump ship, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
So, lower turnover, less money spent on recruiting and training new staff. Plus, it can make your company more attractive to potential hires, especially in today's competitive job
I
market.
mean, who wouldn't want to work somewhere you can just be yourself, you know?
Yeah.
No need to squeeze into a suit every day.
Exactly. And one of the articles actually quotes Michael Baines, the CEO of Clarify Capital, who's a big advocate for this whole shift towards casual dress in the
Oh,
workplace.
what's he saying?
Well, he makes a really compelling point. He says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically, he argues that companies who are slow to adapt to this changing landscape are going to find themselves at a real disadvantage, especially when it comes to attracting and retaining top talent.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I know if I was job hunting, I'd definitely be looking for a company that feels, I don't know, less rigid, more human.
Totally. And the data really supports that. One study found that a whopping 72% of workers value having that freedom in their attire so much that they would actually consider taking a pay cut to work somewhere with a more casual dress code.
Seriously,
Yeah.
a pay cut for comfy clothes. Wow.
That's saying something.
It really is. Shows just how much this matters to people. It's about more than just clothes. It's about feeling comfortable and respected in your work environment.
Okay, so we're seeing a major shift in how people think about work attire. But what does this mean for those of us actually in the workplace? Does this mean all rules are out the window? Like, are we all going to be showing up in pajamas and slippers now?
Huh. Well,
Well,
not necessarily.
oh, come on, wouldn't that be amazing?
Okay, maybe on casual Friday. But seriously, it's about finding that balance, right? While companies are definitely relaxing those old dress codes, it doesn't necessarily mean there are no standards at all.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of line, right?
Absolutely. It's more about moving away from that one-size-fits-all approach and trusting employees to, you know, use their judgment and dress in a way that's appropriate for their role and the company culture.
So it's less about specific rules and more about creating that shared understanding of what's considered professional, right?
Exactly. And that's going to vary from company to company and even from team to team.
True. Like, I'd imagine a creative agency and a law firm might have very different ideas of what's business casual.
Absolutely. It's about finding what works for each unique environment.
Okay, so this has been super interesting and honestly makes me want to go burn all my old suits.
Please be careful. No promises. But seriously, this whole conversation has really got me thinking. What about you out there listening? What kind of changes would you like to see in your own workplace? How could your company embrace this shift towards a more relaxed and empowering dress code? We've only just scratched the surface here, so dig into those articles and see what other insights you uncover. And hey, if you've got any great ideas for how to make the workplace a little more comfy, let us know.
We always love to hear from you. Until next time.
See ya.